Welcome back to Racing Pulse live from Cranbourne. It's a dreary old morning. The rain is falling here. I wonder how much has been falling at Caulfield. We've got a couple of days before the big blue diamond. After 9 o'clock, we'll be catching up with Trent Busserton and Natalie Young, who have two of the leading contenders, Let's Be Glam and Tagaloa. But the horse they have to beat is the favourite, Hanseatic. Although yesterday there was a sigh of anguish from most punters when the number one marble came up for Hanseatic. The man who was looking for two diamonds in a row is Luke Curry, and he will have to navigate a clear path for the favourite after the barrier draw. And it's great to have a chat to him on Racing Pulse this morning. Good morning, Luke. How are you, mate?
Good morning, yourself.
Very well indeed. Now, be honest. Initial reaction when you saw gate one for Hanseatic?
I didn't say much for a minute. I just sort of let it sink in. I can't say I was too pleased.
How do you think the race will pan out? No doubt you've probably looked at the permutations, the horses drawn around you, and you know him better than anyone from riding him in all his starts. How do you think it will play out for him on Saturday?
I think off the, generally there's tempo in a blue diamond, and off those fillies races, the colts races have both been run quite steadily, but the fillies have gone a bit quicker, so I'd imagine there's going to be a bit of speed round. The horse drawn initially outside, the horse of Mars, it's won a couple, probably hold a spot there somewhere. So if we're around it, a beautiful night, we're around it. It has led. It's probably going to look to be box seat, so we might end up behind it. We might be inside it, but I'd imagine from the one. If he jumps clean enough, he doesn't have to get back as far as what he probably has his previous couple of starts.
Well, he drew two last start, yet you ended up going back and rounding the field up on the outside. Was that just something that occurred on the day, or is he a horse that doesn't mind racing inside other horses?
No, he's fine. Had he have stepped well, I
You there, Luke? Well, we might have just lost Luke Curry there. We might try and get him back in a second, because we need to find out what his plan is with the $2.50 favourite in the Blue Diamond. He was around about $2.30 before the barrier draw. There was some talk that he could have started as short as even money, but after drawing barrier one, it'll be interesting when we speak to the tab a little later if they think that there will be a drift for Hanseatic on Saturday, or will the punters come for what has undoubtedly been the most dominant colt of the two-year-old season so far? We've got Luke Curry back on the line. Luke, we just lost you there as you were explaining the reason why he ended up in the position he was last start and whether he likes racing inside horses or not.
Yeah, I think he's fine inside horses. I've trialled him inside horses. And had he have stepped really well, he probably would have ended up sort of third the fence there that day, but he ended up Initially, he ended up 1-1, and then when rulership crossed and the horse of Hayes crossed again, he was three back, and the horse in front of him was going nowhere, coming to the corner and just dragging back out of the race. So he was travelling quite well at the time. So I would have thought that had he not been dragged out, he would have been racing right into the box seat. So I wouldn't be surprised if he just landed in that spot on Saturday if he jumped well.
Have you done any work with him between runs?
No, I haven't. I seen him at the track the other morning, and they lead me off to a race day. They don't want me to bugger it up before race day.
Interesting comment from Ed Producer Fabric. We spoke to just a little earlier on the show this morning, and he said he's got a question mark on the favourite because he can get a bit hot and stirred up, and barrier one is going to be in the gates for a longer time than what he's previously experienced. Is that much of a concern for you?
It's always a concern. I suppose it's a concern in any two-year-old race. They can go to the races one day and be quiet as lambs, and then the next week get hot and lose it. But he's been pretty much the same every start, so he's still produced when the gates have opened. So I'd be more concerned if he'd been quiet and then got to the races on Saturday and got stirred up. So I'd expect him to get a bit hot on Saturday, but he seemed to have he still handled it when his last few starts when he has. So, but like I say, it is always a concern.
Intriguing race. Obviously, you've got rulership, who you ran down in the prelude. We get to see a way game, a new player on the scene, and the fillies as well. Who do you think is the hardest to beat?
Well, I suppose off the form, rulership from the other day. He's drawn well. He's drawn to have a nice run. I hear that they're going to ride him just off them a little bit. Away game, she can't have been any more impressive than what she's done her last few starts. Buston's filly that won the other day was quite good. So, yeah, they're probably the main ones. But two-year-old racing can always throw up something else. And I won on away game in Queensland, 40-1. So, yeah, I won't take anything too lightly.
How do you compare the two?
She was really good. She was brilliant there, but I thought he to me he's just got the class edge over her. He's a bit stronger and you never know with them. I think she'll be quite hard to beat.
Final word: if you get even luck, do you expect him to win?
Yes.
Good luck, mate. You'll have a lot of punters on your side on Saturday. Luke Curry, champion jockey, looking for two diamonds in a row.